with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Department of Justice sues Visa, saying the card issuer monopolizes debit card markets. Bernie Bennett has more.
The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Visa, alleging that the financial services behemoth uses its size and dominance to stifle competition in the debit card market. The complaint filed Tuesday says Visa penalizes merchants and banks who don't use Visa's own payment processing technology to process debit transactions, even though alternatives exist. It's the latest in a recent spate of lawsuits brought by the Biden administration targeting alleged monopolistic practices. It also has sued big technology companies like Google and companies that act like middlemen such as Ticketmaster and RealPage. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In his farewell address to the United Nations in New York today, President Biden says the U.S. and other nations must continue supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia.
We cannot let up. The world now has another choice to make. Will we sustain our support to help Ukraine win this war and preserve its freedom? Or walk away and let aggression be renewed and a nation be destroyed? I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away. And we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
The president insisted the U.S. must not retreat from the world and said that despite global conflicts, he remains hopeful for the future. His speech comes as Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon edge closer toward all-out war, and Israel and Hamas continue their siege in Gaza with little hopes for a ceasefire or a release of the Israeli hostages. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 83 points. The Nasdaq rose 100. The S&P 500 advancing 14. Oil up $1.10 to $71.47 a barrel. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. It's unclear exactly how many Christians there are in Iran. This is SRN News. Oregon election officials struck over 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls.
That's after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registering to vote. The mistake occurred in part because Oregon has allowed some residents who aren't citizens to obtain driver's licenses since 2019. The disclosures come amid heightened scrutiny of voter rolls nationwide, from Oregon to Arizona and Texas, as the presidential election nears. Citing an influx of immigrants in recent years, Republicans have raised concerns about the possibility that people who aren't citizens will be voting. John Scott reporting.
Johnny Cash is now standing tall inside the U.S. Capitol. The late country singer on Tuesday became the first professional musician to be honored with a statue in the Capitol, placing him alongside other major figures in American history. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.